The New Year's Eve party is a terminus. It marks the end of one set of seasons and the beginning of another. People revel in the coming of a new year and a new collection of experiences, some enjoying more human contact than they will in the following 12 months combined. We are giddy and excited in our party clothes, as though the striking of the clock will, with whistles, bangs and sparks, transport us to some new utopia. And the coming of a new year is like a journey. It's just that it's a more familiar one than the bunting and jubilation would have you believe. It's like moving to a new town. At first, everything is fresh and different. You're aware that you've never before been in this place, at this point. You sense that possibilities are opening up for you, that this time you'll make an impact, will follow through, will do all the things you told yourself you should. The air is new. But soon, just as the thrill of the new town fades, the magic and wonder of a new year is replaced with same old feelings, the same old reality. The shops haven't changed, the pubs haven't changed, the people haven't changed. In the new year, the buildings may have a fresh lick of paint, the people a new wardrobe. In the new town, the rows of shops might be rearranged, and the people's faces might be different for a while. But what's really changed? There's W.H. Smith's, just as it always was. There's Woolworth's, never changing. And look, there's familiar Thornton's, though you've only twice in your life been inside. The bleach blonde mums remain, as do the slow-moving old men with the long cream jackets. Pubescent teens still scowl, and thrusting young office workers still put that gel in their hair. People live, die, piss, shit, and make babies just as they did last year, in the last town. You may still be overwhelmed, or you may still be alone. As the dust settles, and the year is well underway, you might remember your New Year's resolutions with a wry smile. You might feel regrets about your failure to work at them, or even start them at all. You might have forgotten all about them weeks ago. But never mind. Who knows what will happen next year? Who knows what you'll find in the next town? William James once said,
"Human beings can change the outer aspects of their lives by changing the inner attitudes of their minds."
Well, yeah, but let's not think about what some old dead bloke said now. They're about to sing.
She